In the very beginning, you don't have to turn there, but I will end there and read to you from 2 Peter chapter 1, 2 through 4. He says this, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. He gave them to us through the knowledge of him. So all things that pertain to life and God and godliness were given to us through the knowledge of Christ, who called us by his glory and his virtue, not your ours, by which have been given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these promises you might be a partaker of the divine nature. You sit there trying to impress and so forth. I'm going to tell you the only way you can impress. I don't know. I'm through with being impressed by people and their nonsense. You want to impress me? Grab hold of the promises and live by them and stand on them and insist on them and embrace your oneness with God. Let nothing get between you and that. And that's the end of that. Was in the final analysis. That's all there is. We're not going to be standing before God in families. We're not going to be standing before God in groups with our best friend. I'm going to stand by myself. And the most important thing to me is him and me. And me knowing how much he cares about me. And me becoming a partaker of the glory and the joy of it by knowing the promises and embracing them and letting them become me. The promises must become me for me to become a partaker of the divine nature through them. That's brilliant. The promises of God must become you, not just promises. Your possession. Tattooed on your spirit, man. Subjugating your soul. Influencing and controlling your will. Those promises are me. And I'm a partaker of the divine nature through Christ, and I'm as close to God as I can get. Looking to your flesh and your feelings will teach you how to be dishonest about them and what you're facing. And listen to this. This could inadvertently help you to create a false world in which to live. One that denies who you are in Christ and what he's doing in your life. And I believe that's what he's talking about when he talks about workers of iniquity that he never knew, notice. But I've done this in your name and this in your name and that. I never knew you. Because you can't say you knew me. You didn't say, hello, Jesus, I talked to you 3 minutes ago, I was alive, now I'm dead, glory to God, nice to see you. No. Lord, I did this, and Lord, I did that, and Lord, I did the other thing, and I worked miracles. He says, hey, I don't know who you are, buddy. I didn't call you to do something for me. I called you to me to respond to my love. Christian, your experiences and your feelings should be word-based rather than the other way around, which is by the word he shall judge us. I don't even discuss anything else. I cannot afford to discuss anything else. Intimacy with God is more important to me than air. It is all there is to life. And the good news for modern man is it's not based on us. Glory to God. Jesus, I came as I was, weary and worn and sad, and you saved me. And Jesus, it's going to stay that way for the rest of my life. And whatever I do for God will be the overflow that I couldn't contain of my relationship to him.
That's it.
That's so beautiful. I don't know what to say. It is a result of you and me, Jesus. It's that wellspring. I just couldn't shut it up. Too many of you serve God in this position and that position and this gift and that gift. And it's not out of the overflow. It's out of the need to be approved and validated and recognized. And that's the devil. I'm here to say, out with all of that.
Amen.
Change your mind and run to your Jesus.
Amen.
Hide in him and let him come to his Father. So that when his Father looks at you, he sees the Son. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. No wonder Ephesians chapter 1 says, that we have been made accepted in the Beloved, and we know that's the exact same Greek structure as when he spoke of Mary, when he said, "Thou art highly favored among women." You are highly favored in Christ. Let his love in, and love him for it, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. What can I say, Abba, but thank you for your Jesus? I respond to the invitation to intimacy. Your love has blown me away. I've talked too much about ministry to you and not enough about us. That's changed. I'm talking about us first and ministry second. Enlarge my people. Come down out of heaven right now and open up their hearts and give them new eyes, new faith, a new experience in your love. That they'll stop trying to find validation in the flesh and laugh at their value in your eyes through Christ, satisfied with Jesus. Amen.
No other eye has seen, nor any ear has heard, nor heart could perceive all of the good the Lord has done for me. For his love reaches higher than the heavens, it's broader than my eyes can see, it reaches deeper than the ocean, it reaches you.